Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz wants to save money for middle-class Minnesotans. His supplemental budget proposal includes a dependent care tax credit for families with children under 5 years old.
I hear the Republicans say they're focusing on affordability. Well, if that's true, this child dependent care credit is where you need to go right off the bat. And if you want to, call it your own idea and say, well, the governor's late to the party, but I'm glad he's on board. Whatever it takes to make yourself feel good about it, do that.
But Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says fraud needs to be stopped before any plan like this will work.
We got to be looking at some of the things that the agencies are doing. And that's why we're so focused on fraud, is making sure that, you know, we are taking those issues, those areas where Minnesotans can all agree, look, we don't want to be funding fraudsters. We want to make sure that we are supporting the most vulnerable. We want to make sure that we're supporting our communities.
The governor says by cutting $370 million in spending, his budget would leave a surplus of $1.8 billion for years 2028-29. Anoka County authorities are investigating a shooting that left two people dead early this morning in Lexington. Police and deputies discovered a woman dead and a gravely injured juvenile male inside the residence. The boy died after being taken to the hospital. Investigators and a canine searched the area and a suspect was taken into custody. The man was transported to a hospital for treatment. The sheriff's office says there is no known threat to the community. Minnesota's federal courts are facing an unusually heavy load right now. Over the past few months, immigration arrests have surged and close to 1,000 people have turned to judges asking for quick reviews of their detention, a sharp contrast from the same time last year when none were filed. Many of those seeking help don't have serious criminal histories, which has raised concerns about how dramatically these cases are stacking up. In other headlines, healthcare costs continue to be a burden for many farm families. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdisch says premiums are rising.
With the subsidies of the ACA getting removed, and in healthcare affects everybody. It's not a partisan issue, and we need to look at that seriously.
Werdisch says they continue to advocate for expanding the Minnesota Care program, allowing farmers to buy health insurance based on their income. Redwood County is looking for someone to take ownership of the century-old gold mine bridge, and the price is just a single dollar. The catch is that whoever buys it must remove and rebuild the 191-foot steel truss structure, which was shut down in 2023 after significant structural concerns. The span is the only remaining bridge created by early 1900s builder Lawrence H. Johnson and is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. This is MNN.